Don't feel that you can't leave if you have to leave in the middle of the chabura. There are the Pink Business Weekly. You have copies if you want to take a copy. And also there's one. Could you do them a favor? Give out this sheet.
Sure.
There's one more sheet in addition to the handout. Okay, we have a big topic coming up. The topic of asmachta lo kanya. What is the definition of asmachta? And that will lead into the whole question of gambling and whether gambling is also a muta. And we'll discuss that in greater detail next Sunday. But we have to learn the underlying principles of asmachta today. The sugi is in Sanhedrin. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Elo hein hapsulim, these are the people who are apostle, the edus, or the dayonus. Hamisachik bikuvya. Sachik bikuvya is a form of gambling. It's rolling dice. Something like that. And hamisachik bikuvya is posel liedus. Rashi explains that he's posel liedus because he's like a gazlon. Kula me'en gazlonim heim, and the Torah says a gazlon is posel liedus. Altosh is rosho eid, because she came dayan, and certainly he's posel lidayonus. So the Tanakhama says misachi bekuvi is posel. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda seems to disagree. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, imotzai bizman she'en lahem umnis elohu, avol yesh lahem umnis shalohu kishevim. Rabbi Yehuda says the only time a misachi bekuvya is possible is if that's his profession. He doesn't have any other job, he doesn't have any other parnasa, and Rashi explains, hoel ve'en asukim b'yishuva shalolom, enam b'kiyim b'tiv dinim, umasu v'matan ve'enam yirechet. The person who is a professional gambler, that's all he does, and he doesn't have any other job. So he's not someone who is sensitive to masa v'maton, to the difficulty of earning a parnosa. There's a certain lack of yirah shamayim that he has, and therefore, as the Sma explains, we're afraid that he'll lie, that he'll say sheker if he gives edus, because he doesn't have the sensitivity what it means to earn money and to put in effort, amolo v'yigia, in earning money. And that's why he's puzzled. So it seems from Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, the Misach B'Kuvi is puzzled because it's a form of Gizela, he's a Gazlon, and therefore he's a Rasha. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying that Misach B'Kuvi is puzzled for a totally different reason. Not because he's a Gazlon, but because Eino Osek B'Yeshuva Shalolam. And that's only if he has, that's his only omnis. That's the only parnoso that he has. He doesn't hold a job. That's what it seems from the Mishnah. Gemara comes along and says, Mesachi B'Kuvya Maika Ovid, what did he do wrong that it becomes Posel Liedus? And here we have a major machlokes between Rami Bar Choma and Rav Sheshes, to explain the Mishnah why Misachi Bikuvi is possible. Omer Rami Bar Choma, Mishum Dahava Asmachta, Vasmachta Lokanya. Rami Bar Choma says, because Misachi Bikuvi, when one gambles, it's an Asmachta, and Asmachta Lokanya. What's an Asmachta? Literally, the word Asmachta means reliance. That you're relying that the outcome will be favorable, and that you won't have to pay. In other words, you really don't have a gemiras das, that if each side thinks they're going to win, and therefore they don't have a gemiras das if they lose, and therefore the money that they're giving to the other side, the money that the loser is giving to the winner, he's really giving without a total gemiras das, without a total intent, without a total das, and therefore it's me'en gezela, it's similar, resembles gezela. So Rashi explains asmachta, a very key term in this whole sugya to understand what asmachta is. Rashi explains, you're not really giving it to him with full gemiras das, You're relying on something that it won't happen. You think that you're going to win the money, and you're not going to lose. But sometimes they're going to win and you're going to lose. But when you're going into this situation of Nisachi Bikuvio, you think that you're going to win, even though you know the chance that there is a chance that you're going to lose, but you're hoping and thinking that you will win, and therefore, if you lose, the money that you're giving is not with complete gemiras das. So therefore, you're considered to be like a gazlan. Rashi says, lo kanya, asmachta is not kone. That means there's not a total gemiras das, and the money that you're giving to the other one, or the money that the winner is receiving, is havalei ke'ein gezeila the other. So it resembles gezeila. Resembles, because whenever you give something or you receive something which is not given with complete das, although he is giving it to you, you're not grabbing it from the other person, you're not grabbing it from the loser, but still he's giving it reluctantly because he lost and he thought that he would win, and therefore it's ke'en gezeila. So you're a gazlan and posuliatus, right? What kind of psul would this be? What does it seem from Rashi? Psul de rabbanan, he's posul midoraisa or posul midorabbanan? Ke'en gezeila. So Rashi seems to say he's only posul midorabbanan. He's not a real gazlan. And the Ran talks about this. That's in the extra, the additional sheet that I gave you, that the Ran quotes a Rabbeinu David who holds that a Mesachi Bikuvia is posul mida eraisa. He's like a regular gazlan. And the Ran argues on that, and he says, no, he's not a regular gazlan, even though asmachta lokanya, it's not a gezel de eraisa. Gezel de eraisa is like vayigzul asachanis miyoda. When you actually steal from somebody, you grab something from the other person, you take it against his will. That's a gezel de eraisa. And you posul mida eraisa liedus. But over here, he's giving it without a full das, because it's only an asmachta. He thinks that he's going to win, and therefore, even though he lost and he's giving it to you, it's without full intent. So, lo kanya, but it's not a gazlan deiraisa. So there would be a psul, it would only be psul as a gazlan midarabon. That's the way Rashi learns, and that's the way the Ran learns. There's a very big nafkamina whether someone is psul la'edos midarabon, because he's a Rosha Midei Raisa, or he's only Pasol Eidos Midei Rabbanan. Anybody know the Nafgamina? What? Lemafreya, it would make a difference, because that's based on another principle. By Pasol Eidos Midei Rabbanan, you need Hachrosa. He only becomes Pasol when there's an announcement, a public announcement that he's Pasol. By Pasol Yedus Midei Raisa, you become Pasol from the time you did the Aveira, from the time of the Aveira. But by Pasol Yedus Midei Rabbanan, there has to be Achrosa on the part of the Beis Din, and at that point of time, you become Pasol. So we'll make enough Gemina in terms of Lemafreya retroactively, whether he's Pasol. So according to Rami Bar Chama, Misachik Bikuvia in the Mishnah is Pasol, because he's a Gazlon Midrabbanan since Asmachta Lokanya. And then when Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that he's Pasol only when he ain't Lahem Umnis Elohu, if he only has that he's a professional gambler and that's all he does, Rabbi Yehuda would be arguing on the Tanakama. Because according to the Tanakama, if a Misachik Bikuvia is Pasol as a Gazlon, even if he does it only one time, he's not a professional, this is not his parnosa, but he does it one time, right? He's doing an act of gezeila, and it will become posul midrabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama and saying, no, he's not going to be posul unless eino, ein lo umnis elohu, because eino osek be yeshuva shalom, but he's not considered to be a gazlan. Along comes Rav Sheshes omar kol ki hai gavno lava smachtahi. Rav Sheshes argues on Rami Bar Chama. He says Misachi Bikuvia is not considered to be an asmachta, and Ella, and so why is he pasul? Lefisha ein asukim bi yeshuva shalolam, because he's not oisek bi yeshuva shalolam, because he's not contributing to the welfare of society, to the welfare of the world. Because he's Isaac in Misachi Bikuvia, in gambling. So the Gemara says, Mabit. So according to Rav Sheshes, the reason why the Tanakhama holds that he's possible has nothing to do with Gizela. Because it's not an Asmachta at all. And we'll see why. Rashi will explain why it's not an Asmachta. He's possible for a totally different reason. And also Bishuva Shalom. Gemara asks, Mabinayu, what's the difference between Rami Bachoma and Rav Sheshes? If he has another job, he has another parnosa. According to Rami Bar Chama, Asmach de Lokanya, even though he has another job, he's going to be posel as a gazel. And according to Rav Sheshes, the only reason why he's posel is because he knows also be Yeshuva Shalom. But if he has another job, he will not become posel yedus. And the Gemara goes on to say that Rav Sheshes learns that Rav Yehuda is really qualifying the Tanakhama. He's giving the reason for the Tanakhama. There's no machloikis between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. He's explaining the Tanakhama that the reason why Misach Bikuvi is possible is because Eino Umdis Elohu, and therefore Eino Oseik B'Yeshuvo Shel Ola. So that's the machloikis, Rami Bachoma, and Rav Sheshes. Why is Misach Bikuvi a possible in the Mishnah? According to Rami Bachoma, Asmach de Lokanya, according to Rav Sheshes, it's not an asmachta at all, and he's only possible because Eino Oseg B'Yeshuvo Shalom. And a very, very big nafkamina. According to Rami Bar Chama, if a person who's Misachi B'Kuvi even one time, and he wins, right, and he's collecting money, which is really Gezel, the adult, he's going to be possible the Eidus. And according to Rav Sheshes, he's only possible if that's all he does. He doesn't have another job. So, Eino Osei B'Yeshuva Shalom. The big question in the sugya here, which we have to define, is why does Rav Sheshes hold that it's not, that Misachi B'Kuvi is not an asmachta? So Rashi explains, and then Tosis elaborates on the Rashi, and that's really the essence of the sugya that we have to work on today. So Rashi explains, what does Rav Sheshes hold? What is the definition of asmachta? So let's see this bottom Rashi. Kol ki haygavno lav asmachta, vehechi domi asmachta. What is asmachta? According to Rav Sheshes, gionim ovir v'lo avid ashalim v'meitva. There's a case in Bava Metzia in a few places. Ovir v'lo avid ashalim v'meitva, a sharecropper takes a field to work the field. He'll get, let's say, 25% of the profits from the field for working it. And he says, and he makes an agreement, if I don't work the field, and therefore the owner will incur a loss because he's not getting the crops, if I let the field lie fallow, ovir v'lo avid, ashalim b'meitva, I will pay for your loss. And that's a case of asmachta. Because it's biyado. He really doesn't think he's going to have to pay because it's biyado. He has it within his control to work the field. So when he made this agreement and he obligated himself, that he imposed a liability on himself, he really didn't think it's ever going to come to that. So he never really had a total gemiras das. As we'll see in Tosis points out that this... The case of asmachta by the sharecropper is really if he just imposes a knas on himself, that this was a tos soifer in the Rashi, because Rashi didn't write the whole case. He said v'chule, and therefore the soifer who copied the Rashi made a mistake, and he said, eloi v'lo avid ashalim b'meitva, I'll pay for the loss. In reality, Rashi is referring to a case where he says, if I don't work the field, I'll pay a knas, a fine on myself, I'll penalize myself, that I'll pay you $1,000, which is a knas, that's a penalty on himself. So he doesn't really mean it, because he knows, I can work the field, it's B-O-D, it's within my control. So he doesn't mean it. That's a case of asmachta according to Rav Sheshes. Or another case. The other case is mashli shtoro di get poshet. Mashli shtoro means, there's an IOU, Ruvein Oshimin, $1,000, in a shtar, right? He paid up, Reuven paid $500. He only owes another $500 now, right? But the shtar says $1,000. Really, what you should do in a case like this, tear up the shtar and rewrite a new IOU for $500. But they don't do that. They're mashlish the shtar. They give the shtar, right? The Malvi gives the shtar to a third party. Then, and the Lover, Reuven, says, if I don't pay you the other $500 by next week, take back the shtar from the third party, says $1,000 in it, and you'll be able to collect the whole $1,000. He already paid $500, but now we'll be able to collect the $1,000. Now, Reuven, does he really mean this? He doesn't really mean it, because he thinks he'll be capable of paying up the extra $500 by next week. So when he was mechayev himself, when he obligated himself in this agreement, he never thought it would come to fruition. And therefore, that's an asmachta, because it's biyodi. It's within my control that I can pay up the extra the other $500. So it'll never materialize. So he has, there's a lack of gemiras das. That's asmachta. And therefore, the agreement that they made is not binding, because asmachta lo kanya. So Rashi goes on to explain, in these cases, soimech halo dovo, the kosovak, calls that the odilasos. It's within my capability to do this. The Torah is over lo yovli dekach. And from the very beginning, when he makes this tonight, when he makes this stipulation, he thinks it will never materialize, because I have the capability of paying. So that's asmachta lo kanyo. In like those two cases, ovir lo avir or mashli shtoro. Abul Hacha, but the case of Misache Bikuvya is very, very different. How is it different? That by Misache Bikuvya, the roll of the dice, what's it? Is it within your control to make sure that you'll win? It's left up to chance. It's totally not in your control. Abul Hacha lo somi chamidi. You're not relying on anything that you could do. You don't know whether you win or whether you lose. And yet you made that stipulation. So you know very well that it's not within your control. It's left up to chance. And therefore, when you're making this agreement that if I lose, I'm going to pay, you really mean it. There's a total gemiras das over there. Because it's not within your control that you think, oh, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm not going to lose. You don't know that. It's left up to mikre, left up to chance. And therefore, if you are making this stipulation that if I lose, I'll pay a certain amount, you really mean it. So Rashi says that according to Rav Sheshes, what is asmachto? Asmachta is if it's biyodo and you obligate yourself. But it's not asmachta, misachi bikuvi is not biyodo. It's not in your control. And therefore, if you obligate yourself to something which is not in your control, that's not considered to be asmachta at all. So misachi bikuvi is not asmachta. It's not considered to be an act of gezel. So why is it possible? It's possible because eino osek di yishuvo shalom. And that's only if you don't have any other umnis. That's the shita of Rashi's explanation in Rav Sheshes. So along comes Tosis. Tosis, the big Tosis, Kolki Haganah, this Tosis appears in about three or four times in Shas. And this is the main place for the Tosis. Tosis quotes Rashi. And then at the bottom of the Tosis, he quotes Rabbeinu Tana Esakasha on Rashi. He says, Rashi's definition, according to Rav Sheshes, what's asmachta, what's not asmachta, that if it's biyodo, if it's within your control, then it's asmachta. If it's not biyodo, then it's not asmachta, but they know tamas, that seems to be contradicted by a Gemara in Bav Mitzia. Let's take a look at the bottom line. But they know tam hikshol l'feirish ha-kuntris, v'shom l'fi perush ha-mashra, the tvei choshi v'asmachta, it's more of an asmachta if it's biyodo than if it's not biyodo, as Rashi explained. Uveperek Ezo Neshech Mashma Ibcha. In Ezo Neshech, it seems just the opposite. That Lav Biyodo is Asmachta. When it's Biyodo, it's not Asmachta. To Omar Hossam, Hayman de Mekabel Zuzay Mechavre, Lemizben Lechamra, Uposha Velozovi, Mishalin Kidoziel, Aparvisa de Zolshofa. The case was the following. This is on page 3. Case in Bav Mitzia. Case was, Rachoma said that someone, Reuven, gave money to Shimon, that he should go and buy wine on, go ahead and buy wine at a time when the wine was very cheap, and he was Poshea. The Shliach was Poshea, Velo Zovin Lei, right? And he didn't buy the wine. So, but he obligated himself, if I don't buy the wine at this very cheap price, I'm obligated to buy wine for you at the higher price. Velo Zovin, Le Mishalim Leiki Do'ozil Aparvis O'Dezol Shofa. So then he has to fulfill that obligation, and he has to buy wine at the price that it's being sold, Aparvis O'Dezol Shofa, at a certain place. This was the price of wine there was higher. There was a greater demand for the wine there, so the price was higher. So this shliach, who was supposed to buy wine at the cheaper price, has an obligation, Rav Hama said, to buy the wine at the more expensive price. That means he has to lay out money from his own pocket. He's going to incur a loss because he made that agreement to buy the wine at the cheaper price. So Omar Amema Amisa Lishmaitzi Kameda Rav Zidrin Ardor Omar Kikomer Rav Choma Hanimili Biyain Stam Biyain Zelo Miyema De Mizavne Leini Hale. So he said, when did Rav Choma say that he's obligated to pay? That's only if he told him to buy Yain Stam. He didn't specify certain wine. So if he told him to buy Yain Stam, it's easy to get that wine. Stam, Yain Stam, not Stam Yain, but Yain Stam, but if you told him, I want you to buy Dafka this wine, this particular wine that they're selling in that place, so then that's not so easy to get. Who says they're going to sell him that wine? Who says they won't run out of that wine? So in a case like that, there's no Gemira Stas, and he's not going to be Chayiv. Ravashi Omar, Afilo Yain Stam Nami, Lo. Even if it's Yayin Stam that he told him to buy wine at the cheaper price, he's not obligated if he didn't do it. Even though he made a condition and he said, if I don't buy it, I'm going to pay for the wine at the higher price. Why? Asmachta hi v'asmachta lokanya. It's an asmachta. Why is it an asmachta? Because he thinks he'll be able to buy the wine at the cheaper price, so he never really obligated himself. So it's asmachta lo kanyo, the Ravashi Maishno. So Gemara asks, if this is the case of asmachta, why is it different than the case of im ovir velo avid ashalim b'meitva? Right, the sharecropper who says that if I let the field lie fallow, I'll pay you for the loss. Right, in a case like that, that's not considered to be asmachta. When he says, I'll pay for the loss, if he says, I'll pay a knas of $1,000, that's a smachta. But if he says, I'll just pay you for the loss, right? If you would have grown $500 of crops, I'll pay you the $500 that you're losing out because I let the land lie fallow. That's not a smachta. So why don't we say the same thing over here? That if I don't buy the wine at the cheaper price, right, I'll pay for the loss, because then you'll have to buy wine at the higher price. So I'm causing you that loss. But yet that's a case of asmachta. And the Gemara says, Hosom, the difference between these two cases is Hosom biyodo, hocholav biyodo. The case of Oviv alo Avid is biyodo. It's within his control to work the field. The case of buying the wine is not in his labiyado. It's not in his control. Why? Because the seller has to be willing to sell the wine to him. It's not totally within his control. So therefore, Gemara over here is saying that when it's biyado in your control, So that's not asmachta. When it's not in your control, like the case of buying the wine, where you need the rutzin, the consent of the seller, right? So it's not totally in your control. So then, that will be asmachta and asmachta lokanya. So Rabbeinu Tam is asking on Rashi, that here we see just the opposite of what Rashi said in our Gemara. Bayos Rashi said in Rashi Eshes that when it's biyado, that's considered to be asmachta. When it's not biyado, it's not in your control, so then that's not asmachta. So that's why Misakhe Bikuvi is not in your control, so that's not considered to be asmachta. But over here the Gemara says just the opposite. Biyado is not considered to be asmachta. Lav biyado, when it's not in your control, then it is considered to be asmachta. That's Rabbeinu Tam's kasha on Rashi. So Rabbeinu Tam gives his own teretz, his own explanation why Rashi Eshes holds Misachi Bikuvia is not an asmachta. If you skip down a little to about seven lines down in the Tosis, al kein nira l'Rabbeinu Tam l'forish hochi kol ki hay gavno lav asmachta hi. Asmachta is only a case where you have no potential gain, no potential profit, like the case of Mashli Shtoro, where you only have the potential loss, right? If you don't pay up the extra, the $500 by the end of the week, so then they'll return the shtar and you have to pay $1,000 on the shtar. So altogether, you paid up $1,500 on the loan, which was only $1,000, right? So there's only, but you don't have a potential to gain in a case like that. Avol hocho lo havya smachta mishum dekeven deshnayim heim kol echod ve'echod makne lechavrei migu de'imar vach boi ihu lemikne v'hi hanoa. But when it's Misachi Bikuvya, either side has the potential of winning or losing, right? So therefore, there is a potential to gain. Maybe he'll lose and I'll win. So I'm willing to obligate myself that if I lose, I'll pay him because I know there's the chance, there's the possibility that I'll win. So migu, now it's not the regular din of migu, but migu, that I have the potential of winning, I'm willing to take the risk of losing, and therefore I have a total gemiras das. So it's not asmachta. It's two-sided over here. There could be, you could gain, you could benefit, right, by winning, so therefore you're willing to take the risk of losing, and there's a gemiras das. So that's why Rav Sheshis holds it's not asmachta. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's explanation why it's not asmachta. Totally different than Rashi, because Rabbeinu Tam asked the kasha on Rashi from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. You see that what Rashi says, that if it's biyodo, then it's asmachta. If la biyodo, it's not asmachta, and that's why Misach Vikuvi is not asmachta. The Gemara in Bava Metzia really says the opposite definition, that where it's biyodo, it is, it's not asmachta. When it's not biyodo, so then it is asmachta. So therefore Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rashi and he gives his own explanation. And Tosfos goes on to ask on Rabbeinu Tam, he asks kashis on Rabbeinu Tam that this we see is not necessarily true, that it's only not asmachta when you stand to benefit, when there's two sides. There's the potential of winning, the potential of losing. He asks kashis from from certain Gemaras. And therefore Tosfos follows, goes back to Rashi. But he answers the kasha on Rashi. I'd like to read through part of what this long underlined section, and then we'll explain, because this really is very, 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 very critical in understanding the parameters of asmachta. And that's what this sugya is all about. The parameters of what an asmachta is. Because everyone agrees that asmachta lo kanya, asmachta, not everyone, but all of the amoroim here agree asmachta lo kanya, But the question is whether it is an asmachta or it's not an asmachta. So the Re defends Rashi, and the Re says there are really three categories in terms of asmachta. There's one category where it's totally the yodo legamre. Another category where it's totally la biyodo, it's totally out of your control, totally left up to chance, it's not your control. And then there's a third category where it's not the yodo legamre, it's not completely in your control, it's biyodo v'la biyodo. It's somewhat in your control, but somewhat out of your control. Right? That's the third category. So the Re says, Alkei nira l'Re, Iko k'peirush Rashi. V'ika shalok mehidei zuneshek k'peirush liel, Tari tochi. Shani hosam devadi dovashu biyodo mamish legamre, something which is totally in your control. Kigoni moviv lo avid ashalim v'meit, for if I let the field lie fallow, I will pay for the loss. Hosam diyodo lasos below. It's totally in your control. You can work the field. You can work the field and have the crops grow. Below gozim nami. And also you're not exaggerating because you're saying, I'll just pay for the loss. Right? You're not exaggerating. If you exaggerate and you say, I'll pay $10,000 if I don't work the field, you're penalizing yourself. A knas. A knas is considered to be asmachta because a person doesn't mean it. He doesn't really mean. But in the case where you're saying, if I don't work the field, I'll pay for the loss, ashalim d'neitvo, that's not going to be asmacht. Da'osam b'yodo lasos v'lo gozi nami shesoyva hu shekach hifsid chaveiro. Im lo yashlim t'no. I'm causing him a loss. Even though if I wouldn't make this agreement, would I be chayiv? If I wouldn't stipulate that I'm chayiv to pay for the loss. And I take a field as a sharecrop and I don't plant that field. And he loses out the crops that he potentially could have gained. Would I be chayiv? I wouldn't be chayiv. What would we call that? What? It's what? No. Bad kodim a loss. It's a groma the alma. That's a groma. Groma b'nezikin is potter. I'm goring that he doesn't make that profit. But when I stipulate and I say that if I don't work the field, I'm going to pay you for the loss, right? So that becomes, that's an agreement now. Now there's a hiskaivus. There's an obligation on your part. So you're not paying as a mazik, because that's only a groma of yalma. You're paying because of the hiskaivus, because you obligated yourself. So in the case like that, that's not considered to be an asmachta because it's biyodo legamre and you're not exaggerating, right? K'moim yeshalim b'meitva v'ahi v'adei gomar amachne v'lochoshiv asmachta. Omer b'libo alai l'shalim. A person really means it. I'm obligating myself to pay if I'm causing him the loss. Alai l'shalim. V'adei min adin mashe biyodi lasas v'lo asisi. Aval hecha de gozim afagav de hevi viyado mamish de gamre kigom im ovir velo avid ashalim alfazuze mikol machim came in de gozim vade hevi guzno the master de shalim el of zuz bishul karka achas vade choshiv asmachta. But if I exaggerate and I say that I'll pay $1,000 for not working the field, that's a knas and that's a guzmo, you don't really mean it, that's an asmachta. Okay? So that's in the category of biyodo, when it's within my control. What about the other extreme, where it's totally out of my control, like misachi bikuvya, where it's totally out of my control, so then I know that I'm not in control, and yet I obligate myself if I lose. That's not considered to be asmachta, because we say that you have a total gemiras das. Since you know there's a strong chance that you won't win, that you will lose, so you have a gemiras das. That's not asmachta. So where is it asmachta? When Rashi says, then when it's, Rashi says that, there's a case of asmachta when it's biyodo, Rashi said over here, that's when it's like the case of Yayin Dizol Shofot, the wine, the case in Bava Mitzia. Tosus explains, Let's see it inside. Mi okasha da hocha mashra. The dova da lohevi biyada lava smachta hu tiyo misachi bikuvya. Da hocha apagav de gozim. Even though by misachi bikuvya, it's really an exaggeration, right? Because you're betting and $1,000 and you could lose that $1,000 with the roll of the dice. Umayishno meahi da chamra de zol shofot. Chashvina na smachta. And the case of the wine, that is asmachta. But the case of the bedding is not an asmachta. What's the difference? Because makom lo kasha midi. The hosam vadi havi asmachta mishum shezesoy mecholo, mishum devi dovo shebiyodo, shemotzim yayim limko. He's relying on the fact that there is wine that I could buy. Right? So he's sending me to buy the wine at the cheaper price. Wine is available. So in a certain sense, it is biyodo. It's within my control. V'nira kasmachta kisas afalgav delo gozim d'shema lo yirtzu achayim limkor lo. But it's not totally in my control, because maybe they won't want to sell me the wine. Hilchach afalgav delo gozim came the lav biyado legamre lo gomer umakne lechavri. Since it's the case of the wine is nasmachta, because although it's within my control to a certain degree, not totally in my control, because it depends on the sellers. Maybe they won't want to sell it to me. So this is called biyodo v'lav biyodo. It's not biyodo legamri. So in a case like this, where I realized that when I made that stipulation, so that's asmachta. I didn't really mean it because I thought I'd be able to get it, but I realized that it's not totally in my control. So I did, but I didn't really mean that I would obligate myself. Masha Enkein, when it's totally out of my control, Misachei Bikuvya is left up to chance. And therefore, when I obligate myself that if I lose, I'll pay a certain amount of money, it doesn't matter what the amount of money is. It could be a Guzman exaggeration. But since I know it's totally out of my control, and yet I obligated myself, so I had a real gemiras das. And therefore that's not asmachta. So it comes out from Rashi and the Ri that there are three categories according to Rav Sheshes. One category where it's biyodo legamrei. If it's biyodo legamrei, like im ovir v'lo avid. So that's not considered to be asmachta, right? Because unless it's a guzma, it's an exaggeration, but otherwise it's not an asmachta, because I have total gemiras das. The other extreme is misachik bikuvya, where it's totally out of my control, right? It's left up to chance. So there, and yet I'm obligating myself, and I know that it's not in my control. So when I obligate myself, I have a total gemiras das. That's also not asmachta. But the middle case, where it's somewhat biyado and somewhat not biyado, like the case of the wine, that's considered to be a case of asmachta and asmachta lokanya. So that's why Rav Sheshes held that misachi bikuvya is not an asmachta, and therefore you're not a gazlan. Your misachi bikuvya would only be possible if ain't no umnis Elohi, because there ain't no osay, the yeshuva shalom. Rami Bar Choma disagrees with that definition of asmachta. Rami Bar Choma says that as long as you're hoping and thinking that you're going to win when you're misachi bikuvya, so then when you lose, you don't have total gemiras das. And therefore, even though it's totally out of your control, left up to chance, that's still an asmachta, according to Rami Bar Choma. And so when when you give over the money, or you receive the money as the winner, so then that money that's being given is not being given with total gemiras das, and therefore there's an aspect of gezel midrabanan on it, and you become posel as a gazel. So this is the machloikis between Rami Bar Choma and Rav Sheshes. Why is misachik bekuvya posel li'edus? According to Rami Bar Choma, it's possibly Eidus as a Gazlan. And therefore, according to Rami Bar Choma, there's an Isur. There's an Isur to be Misachi Bikuvya. Because If you win, if you always lose, there's no issa. If you always lose, there might be a lifnei iver because he's doing an issa. But you're not going to become a goslin, right? But no one plays, no one bets, and no one gambles in order to always lose. So but there's an issa because an issa of gezela midor avona. According to Rashesh, it's not gezel, but your posel the edus for a totally different reason. Eino osay the yeshuvo shalolam. We'll see that the it seems that even according to Rashesh, the Ran says there might be an aspect of gezel, but the reason why you posel the edus is because eino osay the yeshuvo shalom. The big question is, how do we paskin la halacha on this? Do we paskin like Rami Bar Chama, or do we paskin like Rav Sheshes? So on page 5, the Rosh, it's very, very brief over here. He elaborates in Vava Mitzia, but the Rosh says, who does he quote? The Rosh is a posek. So who does he quote from our sugya? He only quotes Rav Sheshes. So the Rosh paskins like Rav Sheshes. That Mesachi Bekuvi is not an Asmachta, right? It's not an Issa of Gezela. You're not puzzled as a Gazlan. You're only going to be puzzled because Eino Oseg V'Yeshuvel Shalolom, Avo Mishum Asmachta Lo Nifsal, the whole Kahai Gavno Lav Asmachta. So the Rosh Paskins like Rav Sheshen. We'll see. That's the way the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is going to Paskin. That it's not a Mesachi Bekuvi. It's not an asmachta. Next week we'll go through different forms of gambling, right? Maybe not every form of gambling comes under the category of misachik bikuvya. There are different forms of gambling. Now, once you know what an asmachta is, right? Is it totally left up to chance, or it's not totally left up to chance? If we have any people here who are bikiyim in all forms of gambling, I'd appreciate if you let me know very privately so that no one else knows that you're a bucky. But I'll keep it confidential. But because this is very, very critical in terms of, Michael is, yeah, in terms of knowing whether it fits into asmachta or not. But so the Rosh Paskins like Rav Sheshes, that it's not an asmachta. How does the Rambam paskin? If you look on page 6, the Rambam paskins, this is in Hilchos Gezela, that there are certain things that the Chachamim made also because of Gezel, and you become a Gazel Midrabon, and what are they? Mafricha Yonim and Mesachik Bekuvya. Mesachik Bekuvya, throwing dice, rolling dice. Mafricha Yonim is pigeon races. In our day, it would probably be horse races. There's another pshat in Mafri Chayoni. But the Rambam over here means that it's you're racing. Yes. What? Okay, so we'll talk about that. Yeah, but so the Rambam says, and he explains in Alofi Yud, what's Mesachi Bikuvyo? Ha Mesachakim the Eitzim, or Bitsoro, so Batsomo, Sakeyotzim, Oisim, Tanai, Beneim. It's gezel derabbanan. Even though the loser is giving up his money, because you took it bechinam, you're not giving him anything in exchange. Derech schok v'hitul, through playing this game of gambling, that's considered to be a gezel the Rabbonon, and the so too by Mafricha Yonim, or animals, horse races, whoever is going to run faster, that's all Gezel the Rabbonon, the Rambam says. So who does the Rambam seem to paskin like? He seems to paskin this Gezel. He seems that he's paskinning like Rami Bar Chama, that this is Asmacht, and Asmacht Lokanya, and therefore it's a Gezela de Rabbonim. But then on page 7...
It's not so clear. What? The Rambam has a lot of Skok Vihito.
So the Rambam, yeah, but the Rambam probably means Skok Vihito, that you don't really mean it. You don't really mean, you don't have a Gemira's Das.
But
yeah, but that's but based on the Gemara, you have to say that it's based on Asmacht. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam, however, still qualifies this. The Rambam says, Hamesachi bikuvye im hagoy, ein bo isur gezel. If you're Mesachi bikuvye, you're gambling, you're betting against a non-Jew, and you win, there's no isur gezel. Avol yesh bo isur, osek bidvorim bitalim. You shouldn't be doing it anyway. Right? It's bitelzman. Right? She ain't royal the other, she asked her call yom of the vidivre chokma of Yeshua Shalom. Right? A very strong Musa right before Shavuot. That the, a person should be also be Yeshua Shalom. He should be also in important things, significant things, not waste your time, right? Spend your time gambling. But the Rambam says that if you're betting against a guy and he loses, there is no Issa Gezel. Why not? We know, we've learned before that the Rambam holds Gezel Akum is also Midai Raisa. It's a low Sigzo if you steal from the guy. So why does the Rambam say over here that even though Misachei the Gezel is Misachei Kuvya is Gezel, but not against Goyim. Since it's only a Gezel Derabbanan, it's not real Gezel, it's not Vayigzel HaSatanis Miyodo, you're not doing an act of Gezela, it's a Gezel Midrabbanan. So the Kesem Mishnah explains that the Rambam held that by a Gezel Derabbanan, they were not goes there in terms of Goyim. There's a big machlokes about this, as we'll see, but the Rambam held that therefore there is no Issa of Gezel from a Goy. And that makes a very, very big nafka mina lahalocha, as we'll see. Let's just do one more Rambam. We'll stop, we'll conclude with this Rambam. On page 8, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus. The chain ha-mesachik bikuvyo is posol li-eidus, v'hu shalotia lo umnis Elohi. As long as this is your only profession, you don't have another job, then you're posol. Ho veinu osei b'yishuv ha'olam hareze b'cheska she'ochel min ha'kuvyo shehu avak gezel. So here the Rambam seems to do what? He seems to bring both reasons. The Rambam says, well, mesachti b'kuvyo is gezel, avak gezel means shades of gezel, the gezel d'rabbanan. But then he says, when is it going to be possible? If this is your only profession, you don't have another job, right? Then you'll be posel. So that sounds like rafshashis, right? Ain't no umnes Elohim. But the fact that the Rambam says that it's gezel derabbanan, that's Rami bar Choma. So who is the Rambam paskening like? He can't be paskening like both. So it's a complicated Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah basically says, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah basically says that the Rambam Nisachi b'kuvyo, Gamze b'osa Mishnah, Vimtoma, Harei Posel hu Mishum Gezel. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Gezela, and over here he's Posel because of Gezel. The She'osa Lisachi b'kuvyo Mishum Gezel, Kem Shekein, Afilo Yeshlu hu Nisach Eres Posel. So if that's so, even if he has another job, he should be Posel. Because even if you do it just one time, you're a Gazlan, and you should be Posel Liedo. So why does the Rambam say, that stipulate Dafka, Ein lo umnis Elohi, yeshloma dokma mayaskinan vimsachiki magoi. The Rambam over here is referring to misachi bikuvya with a non-Jew. So with a non-Jew, it's not going to, there's no issa, no real issa of gezel, but you'll still be posel liedus if you don't have another job, because ein lo umnis, if ein lo umnis Elohi. As the Rambam wrote in Gezela, afilo hochi yirein lo umnis acher es posel mishum sheino osek b'yeshuvo shalolam. V'im tomar, but then he asks, im tomar, hare rabbeinu kosa harizu b'cheska sho'echa min ha'kuvishu gezel. V'im sachi yimagoi ein kan gezel. How can we say? So, but the Rambam goes on to say over here that it's posel because of gezel. But if he's talking about misachi b'kuvya with a goy, he said before in Hilchos Gezela that there is no Issa Gezel. So how do we resolve this internal contradiction within the Rambam? So Kesef Mishnah goes on to say that what the Rambam means is the following. The Rambam means to say that by a Gezel Derabbanan, Misachi Bikuvi is a Gezel Derabbanan, but you're only posel liedus if you're Nehene, if we know that you're Nehene from that from that gazelle, that you have benefit from it, and you're using it, you're consuming it, you're benefiting from the gazelle, but it's only if it's from a, only from a Yisraelite gazelle, not from a goy. So he says, if a person, what the Rambam means to say, is if that's all you do, you're only Mesachi Bikuvya, we have to assume, and even though now we know you're Mesachi Bikuvya with goyim, we have to assume that at some time, you were Mesachi Bikuvya with Jews as well. And that's where you become Pasul Liedis. If that's your only omnis, you have no other job, right? So all your income is from gambling. So even though now we know that the majority of time you gamble with non-Jews, but the assumption is that you also have gambled sometime in the past with Jews and that you've benefited from that because that's what you're living on. You have no other source of income. So therefore it's going to be possible. But possible as what? Possible as a gazlan. Not because of Eino Osek B'Yeshuva Shalom. In other words, the Rambam, the way the Kesem Mishnah learns is that the Rambam really passes like Rami Barchama, that gambling is Asmachta and Asmachta Lokanya. So you're a gazlan de Rabbanan. Gazlan de Rabbanan, however, only applies when you're gambling with other Jews, not with non-Jews, because it's only a gazel de Rabbanan. And you have to have benefit. You have to have benefit from that, from the earnings of your gambling. So the Rambam says, how do we know for sure? If we know for sure that you gamble with Jews, so then of course you're going to be possible as a gazel. But let's say we see that most of the time you gamble with non-Jews. So then you're not possible as a gazlan. But if you have no other profession, no other source of income, we have to assume, and we do assume, that maybe you gambled with Jews as well. And therefore, and you won, right? You won. So that's going to be gazlan. And therefore you're going to be possible as a gazlan. And that's how he explains the lashon of the Rambam here. Ho il veino osei b'yishuva olam, hareza v'cheska she'ochel min akuv yeshua v'akezel. Since you're not also b'yishuva olam, meaning that you don't have any other job, all your parnosa, all your income is from misachi b'kuvya, so v'cheska she'ochel, you must be benefiting and living on the earnings of the gambling, so that's avak gezel, that's a gezel d'rabbanan. And therefore, you're going to be possible. But you have to say over here that it's if why are we saying the cheska she'ochel min ha'kuv Yeshua va'gezel must be that he's gambling based on the majority of his gambling is with non-Jews. He doesn't become a gazlan based on that. But we assume that if you have no other job, you must have been gambling also with Jews. You don't make that distinction. I only gamble with non-Jews, and I never gamble with Jews, and therefore he's going to be possible as a gazlan. So the Rambam, we have a machlokes here, between the Rambam and the Rosh, how to paskin lehalacha. According to the Rosh, he paskins like Rav Sheshes, that the reason why the Sacha Bikuvi is possible is because Eino Oseg B'Yeshuva Shalom, not a gazlan, it's not an asmachta, and dafka if he doesn't have any other profession, any other source of income. However, according to the Rambam, he paskins like Rami Bar Choma, that it is asmachta lokanyo, Misachi Bikuvi is an asmachta, and therefore he's going to be posel as a gazlan the rabbanan. So that's the machlokes in the Rishonim. Next week we'll follow through in terms of Shulchan Aruch. How did the Mechavin Ramah paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see that there's another very, very critical piece in this whole inyan of gambling in terms of the money on the table, right? The money has to be placed down on the table. We'll see why and what are the conditions in terms of that. Yes? Okay.
I wanted to ask you, you cannot look at the working the land as also Shevi Adobe, because you're also the subject of natural conditions.
Yeah, but But if you let it lie fallow, you let it lie fallow, so that was the other to plant. What?
Maybe it was not in your control.
Maybe there was not a good...
Well, if there are tornadoes all the time, then we know it's not in your control. But that's not the case over here. The case was, I let it lie fallow, and therefore, so even if there's not so much rain...